ولی ران به پیر خمین
به پیر سفر آن سفیر حسین سلام سلام
سلام ای سلیمان ملک روان به دور از تو با دو گزند زمان سلام اقابان به تو ای امام
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, I would like to welcome you, dear ones, and I'm very happy and pleased to see the young, energetic youth among you, the valuable members and staff of the Air Force of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Definitely all of us, me and you, must thank those who on 19th of Iranian calendar month of Bahman or 9th February 1979 through their practice, through their determination and will created that great occasion and made it eternal. Everlasting, when a measure is sincere, proper, based on correct idea, and full of veracity, then its property will be eternal. It will become everlasting. We may carry out many demonstrative actions or measures, and we may also practice some normative practices, and it may not be out of veracity, and gradually they fade away and perish away with the passage of time. But the 9th of February 1979 event was not like this. It belonged to the events that stem out of faith, veracity, and firm determination under those circumstances. It is true that only a few days were left to the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, but no one could foresee that the 19th of Bahman would be followed by 22nd of Bahman. It was very difficult to predict it. The firm determination of those youth, just like you, they were youth just like you. They came and relying on their determination and faith showed their joint hands with the nation, and then they showed the firm to what was going on, although it was dangerous, but they took the action. The 19th of Bahman became eternal in Iranian history. That is the 7th of February 1979. It was not an accidental move. In fact, the Air Force showed it its essence. It was shown during the course of war, both in defense and in offense. During the 8 years of war, when the Iranian nation felt that there is no security around the country and the enemies, without any fear, would bombard Iran, attack Iran. Under those circumstances, the Air Force demonstrated its essence, the first, the best, the brightest, the most dignified and honorable move of the Islamic Republic of Iran's army in the early days a war where the measures taken by Air Force. Today, too, it is so. What is important is that a human being or a collection, an organization or institution should have a correct understanding and analysis of the developments around it or around them. A correct understanding of moves and developments that normal people may not understand, but the insightful people would realize it. The development in the Islamic devolution of Iran belonged to this category. Some people didn't realize it, didn't understand it. Some people realized it, but compared it. Some people mistook it with some blind movements and treated likewise, correspondingly. And some people out of their grids tried to capitalize on it and to take advantage for themselves. All is stemmed from short-sightedness. The revolution was a great development in the first place in the Iranian society, and in the second place in the Ummah, Islamic Ummah, and thirdly in the major international political equipments. The geography of power in the world, particularly in some parts of the world, underwent a change with this great event. It was so great. Today the signs of grandeur are seen. The development in Iran was that a closed, dictatorial, oppressive, bullying system with world-mongering, lustful leaders who were thinking about themselves, ignorant of the of humanity and human beings, and on the other hand, dependent and servants of others and their policies, and inevitably obeying the oppressive powers were ruling over the country. But the development was to rescue Iran from those sets and then turn Iran into a courageous, firm, determined society with people who have power of election and right to election, with honorable people in the human society, and effective on other societies. This was the main development. And it happened. Today, you see, hear, and read that in different fields in this region, all the international powers believe that the presence of Iran, the vote of Iran, is decisive. Our first-rate enemies acknowledge this, that for the settlement of the problems of Middle East, or the countries in the Middle East, it is not possible to take any action, to take any decision without Iran's participation. It is not practical. How can we compare this with the situation when the great country Iran, with that great history and heritage, and with that people, was merely a pawn in the hands of the colonizers and imperialists who could decide about it and didn't pay attention to the people This is from political point of view. From economic point of view, the resources of the country were at their disposal. The oil of the country, other mines, and human forces, Iran's strategic advantages were at the disposal of others to utilize it. How can we compare this with that situation? It's a great development now. Of course, this development had other implications. A nation that has the power and determination to change such a political system into a popular, desirable political system can take action in its economy, in deepening its cultural values, in its ethics, and in implementing its faith and creedal principles. And it succeeded to do so. This was the great development. Some people didn't realize it, and some people still do not realize it. Do not realize it still. The great powers whose main objective is only domination of other countries are not ready to realize that once a nation awakens, once a nation realizes the value of its determination and firmness, when a nation realizes that if it decides and wants and practices to do something, no power can withstand against it. So they cannot face such a nation. They cannot confront such a nation. They may impose some cost on this nation, but domination of such a nation is impossible. It is not possible to enslave this nation anymore. Imposition of the ideas and the wants on such a nation is not possible. The great powers do not realize it yet. It is 30 years since the beginning of this development. They have used all kinds of tricks and taken all the measures, I mean the enemies of Islamic Republic of Iran and Iranian nation, in order to once again dominate over this nation. The diabolic domination they had imposed on Iran, dear Iran, for tens of years, for decades, and they didn't want to give it up. Now they perhaps think that they can restore that domination. Today, the challenge of the enemies, challenge of Iranian nation with the enemies, is on this issue, the issue of missiles and nuclear energy are merely some pretexts. The main issue is something else. The problem is that a nation has succeeded through its determination and firmness, put an end to the domination of others. Now they want to restore this domination. Of course, they haven't been able, and they will not be able to do so in the future. Now the crown chants, God is greatest, God is great, Khamenei is leader, down with the US, down with Israel. Out of different sanctions imposed on Iran for several years, out of a sudden, the Omid satellite was launched into the space. Out of all restrictions imposed on Iran, all of a sudden, the ability to enrich uranium, which is limited to only a few countries, and is monopoly of the great powers, and without their permission should not be used anywhere else, out of a sudden in Iran it happens. Iran has access to it. It means that the sanctions and the threats of the enemies are useless. Why? because this nation is firm and has preserved its firmness, which is based on faith. It's moving and it goes ahead, and they cannot do anything. While the propaganda machines, super modern, sophisticated propaganda machines of the global system are round the clock launching their disinformation campaign against Iran. Then the spread of the idea of Islamic revolution creates Gaza, a small land with few people against a government that considers itself among the few first-rate military powers of the world. Those few number of people stand against that strong army, and they can't do any. They can't dominate these people. Is it something small? Is it something trifle? Before that, 2 years ago, we witnessed developments in Lebanon. They used and employed all capabilities. The Americans even supplied weapons to Zionist regime, which is the manufacturers of nuclear weapon and bomb, and exporter of military equipment. But the Americans equipped it in order to be able to defeat a group of faithful, firm, determined youth who were defending South Lebanon during the 33-day war, but they failed. Or these small achievements? These are the points that have changed the geography of power in the world. The structure of the unjust power in the world, which divides the world into domineering and dominated, it has gone under change. I mean, it has been changed. The world had got habitual after 18th century to colonialism, a colonial system, even before that, when the colonialism came to existence in 18th century and before that, the world had got habitual to domination of a few powers to determine the fate of the governments, nations, and countries by relying on their military power, not by relying on ethical power. Once a government, through the strength of its ideas or simmering of its ethical values, naturally has influence among nations and governments. It was not so. The influence of colonialism was through force, coercion, military power, through use of military power, force, and gun. The word has got used to West, to some few powers that wasted those weapons, and then others submitted to them. Among those submitted, amongst those dominated countries, some of them were well off and up to some extent, and others were not. But all of them were just like slaves and servants of a master who sometimes received something, but at the same time there are slaves who are a slave and they are hungry. The world has got habituated to this situation, but with the victory of the Islamic Revolution, this habit came to an end, and it was clear that the final word doesn't go to the superpowers. Rather, it goes to the nations, to the faith of the nations, to the determination of the nations. This has the final word, and the Iranian nation has taught this to others. Before Islamic Revolution of Iran, there were revolutions in the world, but no revolution throughout the course of history. You look at the history of revolutions from the French Revolution before that and after that, has been able to preserve the principles through decades. But we did so. The Islamic Revolution has preserved its principle and moved in the straight path, hasn't submitted to this or that power. It has continued the straight path. This is the instruction and norm for the future. All the Iranians know this, and you know that the way to final victory and perfect victory of the Iranian nation is preservation of this straight path, the path of faith, the path of faith in God, the path of faith in oneself, the path of faith in national power, national self-confidence, and path of struggle, self-sacrifice, struggle in all its kinds, scientific, practical struggles, where necessary military struggles. We should not give it up. Faith and struggle. Well, you, in the Air Force of the Islamic Republic of Iran, have a specific defined duties in the main body of the Air Force and in the air defense. You have a very important task. The most important task is that one should feel that wherever there is a lacuna, it should be filled. The equipment, organizational, managerial lacunas should be filled up. When an organization is determined to progress, doesn't wait to go somewhere or to receive an instruction from someone, wherever they are working, then they study the needs and try to remove them. This is the task. And one should try to properly do and discharge their duties. With the grace of God, thus far it has been so in the Air Force and it will be so in the future. When I look at the young, faithful faces who are determined in the Air Force, then I feel that also from reports and on the basis of information that we receive, we can guess. I can realize that you are determined to discharge your duties. Let's commemorate the memory of the martyrs of the Air Force and other martyrs who fell martyrs and sacrificed their lives in order to irrigate this strong tree. And also let's commemorate our Imam, Honorable Imam, who was the leader of this great movement. And I would like to thank the officials and commanders of the Air Force and different thinkers, innovators, and the founders of innovation in the Air Force. And I hope that the Almighty God would grant success and determination to all of you so that you will be able to achieve the goals of the armed forces and the Air Force so that the Iranian nation, with your presence, feels that the enemy cannot harm the country. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
علی راند پیر خمین
سفیر سهر آن سفیر حسین سلام سلام
سلام ای سلیمان ملک روان به دور از تو با داگزند زمان سلام اقابان به تو ای امام